We are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 2. तस्याः वा इथं वर्ष्मना वरियसा बृहत् श्लोकेना चोजसा बलेना श्रिया यशसा वीर्य शौर्यभयं च पिता ऋषभ इति तं नाम चकारा. वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग आई विल रीड. तस्या ऑफ हिम हा वा सर्टनली इथं दस वर्ष्मना बाय द बॉडीली फीचर्स वरीयसा मोस्ट एक्सोल्टेड बृहत् श्लोकेना डेकोरेटेड विथ ऑल द हाई क्वालिटीज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय पोएट्स च ऑल्सो ओजसा बाय प्रावेस बलेना बाय स्ट्रेंथ श्रिया बाय ब्यूटी यशसा बाय फेम वीर्य शौर्य भयम बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस and heroism cha and pita the father maharaj nabhi rishabha the best iti thus idam this nama name chakara gave. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki when the son of maharaj nabhi became visible he envies all good qualities described by the great poets, namely a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. When the father Maharaj Nabhi saw all these qualities, he thought his son to be the best of human beings or the supreme being. Therefore he gave him the name Rishabha. Purport. To accept someone as God or incarnation of God, one must observe the symptoms of God in his body. All the symptoms were found in the body of Maharaj Nabhi's extraordinarily powerful son. His body was well structured and he displayed all the transcendental qualities. He showed great influence and he could control his mind and senses. Consequently, he was named Rishabha, which indicates that he was the supreme living being. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Ulmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvaya Namaha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदानेश्वरी वृषभानु सुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गराधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे. नमो विष्णु पदाय ग्रीष्मिष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामन नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारण निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात सतार. सो बिफोर बिगिनिंग डिस्कशन ऑन श्रीमद भागवतम आई वुड लाइक टू टेक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज वैष्णवास एंड वैष्णवीस. So I can get ability to discuss on Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically senior devotees, His Grace Tamal Krishna Prabhu, Vaikunth Murti Prabhu and Asim Krishna Prabhu and all other devotees. So this chapter 4, this is about Rishabh Dev, which is the glorification of Rishabh Dev. We will discuss little bit history, ki how King Nabhi, he was wanting for a son, so he went for austerity for some time, and then Supreme Personality of Godhead pleased on him, then he asked for a son which is equal to Supreme Lord, And Lord said, ki nobody is equal to me or greater than me. Then how you can have son? Then I myself will appear in the womb of Meru Devi. He gave this benediction to Maharaj Nabhi. Then later on, Rishabh Dev appeared. So this today's sloka is also connected to text 1. And here described in today's verse ki how the son named as a Rishabha. Why? What are the reason that King Nabhi gave him the name Rishabh? What are the qualities? Earlier people used to give the name like that. Specifically all incarnation of the Lord are given the named depends on the activities. So we will discuss this thing today. So this is connected to text 1, so I will take both text 1 and text 2. Rishabh name itself here, Prabhupada translates, the best of the all human being. Why? Superior to everybody. So why Lord was best of all? Why is named Rishabh Dev? Because he was having the best qualities. And Prabhupada in Purport writes, when the somebody nowadays God, incarnation of Godhead, people, accept just whimsically. How to recognize the incarnation of God? That is also given here. First symptom is given, the Lord has specifically significance. How you can recognize ki is incarnation of God or God himself or some avataras. Srila Prabhupada yesterday only lecture he was saying ki so many people nowadays claim themselves as incarnation of God. So yesterday when I was reading this, I found even Prabhupada himself one day he was writing a letter, dictating letter to Pradyumna, to some Baba. He was dictating one letter. He was writing, my dear Sai Baba. It's given this letter in the Vedabase. I was looking for some notes. He said, I heard you are the incarnation of God. So can you tell me what are the symptoms of your bodily features and where, in which scripture it is given about yourself? You are going to appear on this day, that day, and you will take birth, which place, any reference can you give me? So Prabhupada saying directly, you give me proof of your incarnation, otherwise you are just rascal incarnation. And one more place I found, he was doing one conversation with Baba, I am forgetting the name of that Baba, he is directly conversating, he is saying we all are God. So Prabhupada says nowadays it's become a fashion ki people are becoming the God. So he is saying here ki you are God, how you can say everybody is God? So then that time he gives the philosophy, why everybody is God? Because in everybody's heart there is a presence of God. God is everywhere, he gives this philosophy. And because God is everywhere, that's why everybody is God. And Prabhupada says, how it is possible? Because your philosophy is that God is everywhere. It means everybody is God. It means this dog also has a super soul. It means this dog is also God. So this is completely Mayavad philosophy. So that's why your Srila Prabhupada giving us warning that how we can know ki somebody is God. How one should accept, on what are the basis? So like when Garga Muni came to Vrindavan to give the name ceremony to the Lord Krishna, when he met Nand Maharaj, and that time he says this verse, कि बहुनी शांति नामानि रूपानि च सुतस्यते गुण कर्मानि रूपानि तानि अहम वेदान समः. He says this, your son who appeared in Gokula, he has so many transcendental activities and so many qualities. And according to these qualities, he has so many names, so many forms, but these all forms and all incarnations are known to me, but general people do not understand this. Why he knows? Because he is devotee of Lord. That's why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yodaveti tatvata tyakta deham punar janma namaim etiso arjuna. He says ki my this activity, birth, appearance and disappearance is transcendental. It cannot be understood by everybody, and those who understand this, he will never take birth again. So this also here again recognized by Garga Muni when he is supposed to give the name. And before giving name only he talks with Vasudev. So today we will see what are the lakshanas of great personality which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Sri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So we will describe, because Gaur Purnima also coming, how bodily features it is given about the great personality. So before describing, I would like to pray to Rishabh Dev before go ahead. This was little bit introduction, so I thought let me pray to Lord Rishabh Dev also. Nitya anubhuta nija labo nivritta trishna shreyasi atad rachnaya achira supta buddhe lokasya yaha karuna bhayam atma lokam akhyam namo bhagavate rishabhaye tasmay. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, that time here also first feature is given ki Rishabh Deva's body was very strong and effulgent. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Mishra kahe sachi sthane dekhi anarita jyotirmaya deha gehi lakshmi adhishtita. When Mishra saw the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance, he told to his wife Sachi Devi ki when he dekhi anarita jyotirmaya deha, Lord's body was very effulgent. And that effulgent shows the presence of Lakshmi Devi in the house also. They felt like Lakshmi Devi staying personally in our house. So this is first feature. Here Rishabh Dev also we can see. Tasya hi va itham varsmaya. By the bodily feature which was very variyasa, most exalted. So Lord's body is very exalted. It doesn't require any electricity, light itself. We have discussed past also that Lord's body is very effulgent. Even sun and moon also they get power of giving this entire light from Lord himself. Everything, source of everything is Krishna himself. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, this is. Then next Sachi Devi says, ki Sachi kahe muni dekha akasa upare divya murti loka saha yena stuti kare. Sachi Devi is saying ki when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, that time she saw ki some demigods in akasa upare, in the sky, they are praying to the Lord, offering their obeisances. Here also in Rishabh Dev, when he appeared, all great poets, they are composing the poets. Here, Brihat Slokena, chooses a Brihat Slokena. This word come decorated with all high quality described by poets. So when Lord Rishabh Dev appeared, all great poets, they started to sing. When Mahaprabhu appeared, then all great personality in the sky, they appeared. And they started offering their prayers. So in ordinary people claim themselves incarnation of God, but anybody not have seen such thing, ki they appeared, they are claiming themselves. But anybody has seen ki somebody praying for them, and everybody got attracted. Like when Mahaprabhu appeared, entire world, everybody was chanting Hari Hari. In spite of caste, creed, religion, Hindu, Muslim, or everybody was chanting Hari Hari just before his appearance, which proved what is the purpose of that incarnation, to establish the glories of the holy name, to introduce the Yuga Dharma. So this bogus incarnation, we can always ask them, when you incarnated, what happened in that time? You know, nobody even came to know. Now after few years you are claiming yourself, I am incarnation of God. And if you see their body effulgence also, doesn't have any effulgence. Some people keep mustache and their body are very weak, you know. They hardly can do anything and they can claim themselves as a incarnation of God. So how one will recognize that also given when Jagannath Mishra saw the wonderful marks on soul of his son, he became very joyful. Then he invited Nilambar Chakravarti, please, because he was an astrologer. He asked to him, come to my home and do some, kundali for my son. So when he came to the home, he said, China dekhi Chakravarti balena hasiya, lagna gani purve ami rakhiya chi likhiya. Then Nilambar Chakravarti said, I assented all this astrological calculation, now my chart is ready. Then he is saying, ki batrisa lakshana mahapurusa bhusana, ehi sisu ange dekhi sehi sab lakshana. He is saying, ki these 32 lakshans can be seen in mahapurus. Mahapurus bhusana, these are the jewels or symptoms of the great personality. Ehi sisu ange dekhi sehi sab lakshana. But I see these all 32 lakshan in your child's body. So this is also one more proof ki somebody claim himself, then these 32 lakshans should be matched. And it is not ki only we have to see. When I was reading, there is a pastime of Prithu Maharaj also. When Prithu Maharaj appeared, so that time Lord Brahma came, from Brahmaloka. Lord Brahma came from Brahmaloka to check whether he is incarnation of God or not. So even Lord Brahma, the great personality, creator, he himself checks, then what to speak about our living entity? We have to check how we can recognize this incarnation of God. So Lord Brahma, he came and he saw the three lines on the hands of the right hand, the impression of lotus flowers, and all whatever soles of his feet on his right hand, which is also seen in Lord Vishnu's palm. So Lord Brahma, match this, ki this whatever symbols are in Prithu Maharaj's hand, same symbols are in the Lord Vishnu's hand. Then he confirmed, now he is the King Prithu is the partial representation of the God. So Prabhupada writes in purport, one whose palms bear the sign of disc as well as other lines should be considered a partial representation of incarnation. And Prabhupada says ki there is a system by which one can detect. Nowadays it has become a chief fashion to accept any rascal incarnation of God. Without checking, people do some, magic, some mystery, something they do. They fulfill some material desire and people become follower of the person or whatever. In scripture, everything said, who is going to incarnate and when, what are the symptoms and what he will do. Everything already decided. Like there is a Kalki avatar will come, end of Kali Yuga. But if you go in India, you will find 4 Kalki avatar already incarnated. And people are worshipping them also. Some people, when you go, people get confused because of this. They think some people are following, XYZ person. So they think, kuch to hoga isme. Something reliable. He might be, God or some powerful. Why people want to worship him? He may be fulfilling. But they don't understand ki God and incarnation means everybody was attracted. Not few people like some union of riksha wala, some union of haath gaadi wala, aisa nahi hai. Because when God appears, like when Rishabhdev appear, everybody, the great sage, brahmana, citizen, everybody wanted him to be a king, not only few class of the people or a group of society. When Prithu Maharaj appeared, same thing. Entire city or entire, you say, country, everybody wanted to him as a king. When Krishna was there on the earth, everybody got attracted. It's not only gopis were attracted. If you see cowherd boys, old men, children, women, men, what to speak about a human being? Even tree, plants, birds, beasts, everybody got attracted. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through Jharkhand, tiger and snake and every animal got attracted towards the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu even delivered the dogs and animal. What to speak about human being? So these are the symptoms. It's not if few people got attracted, that's why we also become a part of that. And we think it's incarnation of God, or maybe some powerful personality. So this thing is clarified by your Srila Prabhupada. Again, so Narayana Chinna, then next saying Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, Narayana Chinna Yukta Sri Hasta Charana Ei Shishu Sarva Loke Karibe Tarana. He says ki this whatever chinna I have seen, this body has all symptom of God Narayana. Whatever Lord Narayana has, this symptom, this child has. And this child will deliver all three worlds. Already planned ki what this child is going to do. And by his activity also it proved ki how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and introduced the holy name, Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dharma, and he delivered everybody, all Jagai Madais, and even animals and plants. So even some people claim incarnation of God, we have to see his activity also. What is doing activity? I have seen some people, they do only social activity. It means they want to help only few people, those who are very, poor, samad seva. They don't introduce the highest dharma, and they claim themselves as a God. Sarva lokera karibe iha dharma poshana Vishvambara naam ihara eti karana. Why he named Vishvambara? Here it is said, sarva lokera karibe iha dharma poshana. This child will protect and maintain all, entire world, not only few people, a one caste or community. Now today's leader, you see, they only concentrate about for their election or voting. Few community, few religion they appreciate and they call themselves secularism. But here, this child, entire world, including animal, Prabhupada always says ki today's minister, they only talk about human being and they send all animal to the slaughterhouse. And because of this reason, ki he is supposed to maintain entire world, he was named as a Vishvambara. Suni Sachi Misre Ramane Ananda Badila Brahmana Brahmaniani Mahotsava Kaila. After hearing Nilambar Chakravarti prediction, Sachi Mata, and they invited so many Brahmanas and all for a feast. And they enjoyed the name ceremony very jubilantly. So this was the description of about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we are also talking about Rishabha Deva. So how we will see ki Rishabha Deva was named as a Rishabha. We have to connect it to text 1. First verse is Atha Tam Upatya Eva Abhi Ajyamana. Here is Upatya, from the beginning of his appearance, Abhi Ajyamana, distinctly manifested. So when Rishabhdev was appeared, from beginning only, there is all symptoms of Godhead. Not ki grown up, then he shown some power. Some people, you know, okay, today we are not God, but future we will become the God. Then Prabhupada says, no, God is always God, whether he is in child form or young or any other form. We can see this all past time when, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. From very childhood they have shown these all symbols of great personalities or incarnation of God. When Krishna appeared, he was very small baby. In very small age he immediately killed Putana, who came to give the milk with the poison. And he killed, he doesn't require that I will grow up by, you know, some yogasana, I will make my body built, then I will kill Putana, then I will become God. But Krishna is God, is always God, whatever is. So from very beginning, from his appearance, he shown all Bhagavat Lakshanam. Here, this word is very important, Bhagavat Lakshanam, possessing the symptoms of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Then next he says, Samya. So Rishabhdev was equal to everyone. Krishna also says in Bhagavata, Name Dvesito, Name Priya. I am equal to everybody, not to partial, you know, somebody. Okay, I am interested for these people, I will support this and not that. So Rishabhdev was having this quality of Samya, equal to everyone. And Upasama, completely peaceful in control of senses and mind. This was also, this quality is only in God. He is completely peaceful. Atmaram, he doesn't hanker for something, he doesn't require somebody. People say, why we give to, if Krishna is God, then why you have to offer, you know, food and all this thing, why we have to do service. So then Srila Prabhupada says, we do for our purification, for devotee's pleasure Krishna accepts. Krishna does not want all these things. Bhagavan kya bhukha nahi hai aapke liye maangne baitha hai. I was hearing one Hindi lecture, then Prabhupada was saying ki Bhagavan koi bhukhe nahi baithe ki aap khilaoge to khayenge. He is not hungry. If you will not offer him food, then he will die in hunger. It's not like that. He accepts for reciprocation with the devotees. For our purification we do the service. So Lord is Upasama, completely peaceful. And he has completely control of senses and mind. He is not under the three modes of nature. Like living entity always struggle to control mind and senses. Somehow we try to control mind, we try to take our mind. But those who are devotee of the Lord, like gopis, in 10th canto, when Lord Krishna sends Uddhava to the Vrindavan, then this he says about, go and talk to the first my mother and father, and please somehow pacify them. Then secondly he says, you talk to gopis also. Then Uddhava might think, why have to give the message and solace to gopis? So Krishna uses next word, mana manaska, ki these gopis are given me mind, totally their mind always given to me. It's not ki, like we are always struggle to concentrate, take our mind on Krishna's lotus feet. But in case of gopis and great devotees, it's not like that. Their mind automatically goes to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even they want to bring back, then they can't do it. Like they wanted to always forget Krishna when Krishna left for the Mathura, but they are always failed. As much as they wanted to forget, that much they remember more and more. So this is, I was talking about senses and mind. We can see so many cases in this, how Lord is completely controlled. Because uncontrol comes when you are affected in three modes of nature, and Krishna is not under the three modes of nature, he is above the modes of nature. Upasama. Then next is completely peaceful. He is always peaceful. He will never disturb. Lord is not disturbed by anything. Nothing can be agitated in the mid of war, or no situation can agitate the Lord Krishna. Then next, vairagya, renunciation. This also we can see in God 100%. How Lord is completely detached. In Rishabdev pastime we will see next ki how he will give up his entire kingdom and he just sleep on the street and in between of stool and urine. So same Rishabdev who was once upon a time of king of entire earth, entire world, same Rishabdev immediately get detached. Like sometimes we get some post, position or some wealth, but very difficult to give up. So so-called incarnation of God, we have to see ki how much they have detachment. You know, Prabhupada, one Swamiji was saying, ki, no, I don't want any wealth, don't give it to me. Give it to my, disciple, I don't touch your wealth. So, this is all bogus philosophy. Prabhupada says, you give me wealth, I will take from both hands, and I will use in Krishna's service. So, this detachment also seen in great devotees also. Because they do service for Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada got so much success. Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me twice. Once he took away everything from me, in beginning, if you read Srila Lilamrita of Prabhupada, beginning everything taken by Krishna, and later on he said, Krishna tested second time by giving me everything. Like Prabhupada established 108 centers. And so many disciples, so many wealth, everything. But you never see Srila Prabhupada claim anything belongs to him. You never see any board, ki this property belongs to His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta. You see all the centers are named by ISKCON. This is Krishna's property. So this is detachment also you can see in great devotees. Vairagya, then Aishwarya, opulence. Opulence is there. Like here, Lord Rishabdev, he become king of the entire earth. And everything was there, proper wealth. Every citizen was satisfied. And in Krishna case also, we can see how Lord Krishna got married 16,000 wife, and he gave everybody an individual palace and jewelry and so many costly stones. Rubies, all are on the wall and the floor. Even Vaikuntha Loka also describe ki all, like we are see concrete street or marble street, but when spiritual world is described ki it's made of jewels and all costly diamonds. So Lord is have complete opulence. Somebody might have, some part of opulence, maybe some lakhs of rupees, some crore of rupees, but nobody can claim entire wealth. Like if some money might be in my pocket, so other people cannot claim. But everything belongs to Krishna. That Isopanishad teaches. Isa avasyam idam sarvam. Then next saying in sloka, Mahavibhuti, with all these great attributes, anudinam, day after day, idhamna increasing. And all these qualities, not like it's only stable, it keep on increasing. Krishna's quality keep on increasing, day by day increase, never decrease. We see in material world, everything get decrease. That's why people say, sansar mein parivartan hi sansar ka niyam hai. Because keep on changing. But in case of Lord incarnation, it never gets decrease, keep on increasing. Krishna's name, fame, opulence, Vairagya, all these qualities are keep on increasing. And now we will come to the next second text where it says ki Varsamana, we already discussed ki how Lord's bodily feature should be recognized by these symptoms, all these lakshanas, symbols, then only he should be called as a incarnation of God. Then Brihat Sloka. When Lord Rishabdev appeared, all great poets, they started to compose all great poetries, Guttam Sloka, Gunanu Vardhanam. By great slokas, they glorified appearance of the Lord. Then Ojasa, by prowess, Balena, by strength. Here two words is coming, Ojasa and Balena. So this Ojasa by prowess means Sometimes we have sensual power also, and balena means bodily strength. This both Lord was having. We have seen in our, sometimes we see devotees, you know, they look like very thin, but they play very nicely mridanga, they do very nicely service, but their physical is not very strong. So this is, we can say senses are very strong. This is ojasa. And balena means sometimes you see physical also strong and sensual also strong. So Lord Rishabhdev having both the significance. Sriya, by beauty, Lord is very beautiful. By seeing him everybody will be attracted, not only few class. Again I would like, because when Lord Krishna used to come, you know, after tending the cows from the forest, evening time scene, entire Vraj, everybody used to get stand on the street and they wanted to see the Krishna's face, lotus face. Ki how Krishna look like. And everybody was hankering when Lord will appear. They stand before only. They go there, the place, and they see, Krishna is appearing from very far away. When they see ki dust is going on the sky, so they will think ki now cows are coming, now Krishna will also, we will see lotus face of Krishna. When Akrura went to invite Lord Krishna and Balarama, then also he was having desire ki even though, you know, I am Kamsa send me, but still I will get opportunity to see the lotus face of Krishna. And Uddhava also. And everybody wants to see lotus face of the Krishna, like here Radharas Bihari ji. Thousands of people coming to see the lotus face of Krishna. But you never see this all incarnation, so-called. People don't go to have their darshan. Like here, devotees take daily, they come here morning, we take daily darshan, Mangal Aarti, Darshan Aarti. But devotees never get tired. Are ye to roj ke Radha Ras Bihari, abhi kya jana aaj? Today let's have a holiday. But we like to take daily darshan, we see daily some freshness. So that is a lotus face. Beauty. Lord is so beautiful ki we will never get satisfied by keep on having darshan. Gopis also praise in Gopi Geet ki how we want to have continuously darshan of the Lord, but this Brahma created this eyelids, which because of that it gives disturbance and we can't have darshan of Lord continuously. So this is a beauty, but you don't see this attraction in this material world. We will never get said, aisa nahi ki somebody is very beautiful and people keep on the, no, somewhere and keep on taking darshan. And Sarvabham, by influence and heroism. Rishabhdev also very powerful. He was so hero ki once upon a time Indra was not giving the rain to the city Ajnava. But Rishabhdev, by his own strength, he did this rain and everybody was got sufficient rain. He didn't care for Indra also. And he said, I don't want your help. You mind your business. He himself, by his prowess in Prabhupada, says in purport, Rishabhdeva did not care for Indra, the king of heaven who is in charge of supplying rain through his own potency. Rishabhdeva sometimes covered Ajnava with ample rain. So you don't see this quality in so-called incarnation or today's king, ki there is a no rain and somebody will do his by own strength, ki main barish gira dunga. But this is seen in this, Rishabhdeva. So like this, all these quality when he saw Maharaj Nabhi in Rishabhdeva, then he named Rishabha, because he was the best of all. No human being was that time was having these qualities. Other may be having some quality, but not like all the qualities what we have discussed today. So 9 o'clock, I would like to stop here, but before stopping I would like to thank Hai Griva Prabhu. Yesterday he guided me for preparation for this lecture. Thank you, everybody. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय।